pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us bow our heads while we pray.
现在我们祷告，请各位低头。
我们感谢天父上帝，因为你赐给我们很多宝贵的教训。我们今天到你的面前来，求主带领我们，求主帮助我们明白你今天要赐给我们的道理。愿天父上帝的灵与每位听众同在，使他们今天研究之后愿意接受主的旨意。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名。Amen. Lesson 78.
第78课
Lesson 78.
第78课
The subject is the judgment scene.
这一课的题目是审判的情景。
We have learned from God's word that today is the hour of judgment.
我们已经从上帝的话里头知道，现在就是审判的时辰。
It is important, therefore,
所以有一件很重要的事情
，that we understand the work of the judgment，
就是要了解审判的工作。
The prophet Daniel was given a view of the judgment scene。
但以理先知曾经得见了审判的情景。
Let us read it in Daniel 7, 9 and 10.
让我们来看但以理七章九节和十节。
As I looked,
我观看
thrones were placed,
见有宝座设立
and one that was ancient of days took his seat.
上头坐着亘古常在者
His raiment was white as snow.
他的衣服洁白如雪。
And the hair of his head like pure wool.
头发如纯净的羊毛。
His throne was fiery flames.
宝座乃火焰。
Its wheels were burning fire.
其轮乃烈火。
A stream of fire issued and came forth from before him.
从他面前有火向河发出。
A thousand thousand served him.
侍奉他的有千千
and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him
在他面前吃力的有万万
the court sat in judgment
他坐着要行审判
and the books were opened
案卷都展开了
here we have a picture of the investigative judgment opening
这地方是一幅查案审判开始的图画。
First, there is the Ancient of Days.
首先，他提到有亘古常在者
，or God Himself，
就是上帝自己
，who sits as judge。
他是以审判官的身份坐在那里。
There are also thousands of angels，
还有千千万万的天使
，who are witnesses，
他们是见证人。
Each person who has lived on earth
每一个活在世上的人
has had a guardian angel assigned to him
都曾经有上帝为他们指派一位保护的天使
This angel has seen everything he has done
这位天使已经看见了他所做的每一件事情
and heard everything he has said
也听见了他所说的每一句话
He records these deeds in the heavenly books.
他已经把这些行为、言行都记录在天上的案卷中了。
Please notice the last words of our above text.
请注意我们上面所提到的那个章节最后的一句话。
The books were opened.
案卷都展开了。
This proves that every case has been recorded in heaven.
这就证明每一个案件都已经记录在天上。
There are books in which these records are kept.
有保存着记录的案卷。
In Revelation 20:12 it says,
在启示录20章12节里头说,
And I saw the dead, great and small,
我又看见死了的人,不论大小,
standing before the throne,
都站在宝座前,
and books were opened,
案卷展开了。
Also another book was opened,
并且另有一卷展开,
which is the book of life,
就是生命册。
And the dead were judged,by what was written in the books,
死了的人都凭这些案卷所记载的,
by what they had done,
照着他们所行的受审判。
From this we can see,
从这点我们可以看出来,
that a faithful record has been kept in heaven,
在天上已经保持了一个忠实的记录, 确实的记录,
of the works of every man, beginning with Adam,
就是论到自从亚当以来每一个世人所做的每一件事。
During the investigative judgment,
在查案审判的时候,
All these record books are opened and examined.
这一切记录的案卷都要打开然后加以审查。
The Bible mentions some of these books by name.
圣经提到了这些案卷的一些名称。
In Malachi 3:16 it says,
在马拉基三章十六节说,
Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another.
那是敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论。
The Lord heeded and heard them.
耶和华侧耳而听。
And a book of remembrance was written before him.
却有纪念册在他面前。
Of those who feared the Lord and thought on his name.
记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
The faithful witnessing of God's children,
上帝儿女所做的忠心见证。
Whether in word or in deed,
不论是在言语或是行为方面。
Is not forgotten in heaven,
在天上都不会忘记的。
It is all recorded in the book of remembrance,
都是记录在记录册上。
This book is one which will be reviewed in the judgment.
这一本案卷也是在审判中要审查的一本。
There is also a record of evil.
也有一个罪恶的记录。
Notice what is recorded in Isaiah 65:6-7.
请注意在以赛亚书第65章6、7两节里头所记载的。
Behold, it is written before me.
看哪，这都写在我面前。
Your iniquities,
你们的罪孽。
And the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord.
你们列祖的罪孽，这是耶和华说的。
In these records are not only evil deeds,
在这些记录之中，不单是记录着罪恶的行为。
But evil words,
还有罪恶的言语。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
Every idle word that men shall speak,
凡人所说的闲话,
they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment.
当审判的日子必要句句供出来。
Matthew 12:36,
马太12章36节。
The Bible also speaks of the book of life.
圣经也提到生命册。
This book contains the names of those who have chosen to be God's children.
这一本册子里头包含那些蒙拣选成为上帝儿女的人的名字。
Jesus said to his disciples,
耶稣对他的门徒说,
Rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
要因为你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
Luke 10:20,
路加十章二十节。
Paul speaks of some of his fellow laborers,
保罗论到他的几位同工说,
whose names are in the book of life,
是他们的名字都在生命册上。
Philippians 4:3,
腓立比书四章三节。
Not everyone has his name in the book of life,
并不是每一个人的名字都是记录在生命册上的。
In Revelation 13:8,
在启示录十三章八节。
We are told that those who persecute the saints of God,
我们晓得那些逼迫上帝的圣徒的那些人，他们的
do not have their names in the book of life.
他们的名字没有记录在生命册上。
It also says,
他还说
that those whose names are not in the book of life,
凡是名字没有记录在生命册上的人
are eventually cast into the lake of fire.
最后要被扔在火湖里头。
Revelation 20:15.
启示录二十章十五节。
Those whose names remain to the end in the book of life,
到了末日，而那些名字仍旧在生命册上的人
are candidates for eternal life,
就有资格享受永生
and may enter the city of God,
能够进入上帝的城。
But nothing unclean shall enter it,
凡是不洁净的
That is the holy city. Nothing unclean shall enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination,
并那些行可憎的
or falsehood,
与虚谎之事的总不得进那城，就是圣城。
But only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life,
只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的才得进去。
Revelation 21:27.
启示录二十一章二十七节。
One of the last warnings in the Bible,
圣经的最后警告中的一个
is to those who would change the meaning of God's holy book,
就是向那些个想要改变上帝圣书之意义的人发出的。
It says,
这样说
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy,
这书上的预言若有人删去什么
God shall take away his part out of the book of life.
上帝必从生命册上删去他的份。
Revelation 22:19.
启示录二十二章十九节英文本。
How important that our names be recorded in the book of life.
对我们的名字能够被记录在生命册上，这是多么重要的一件事情。
In our next lesson,
在下一课里头
we will study how our names may be entered in the book of life.
我们要研究我们的名字怎么样才能够被记在生命册里头
and how they can remain there.
以及怎么样才能够使我们的名字保持在那个地方。
Your name can be there if you wish.
只要你愿意，你的名字就能够记在上面。
We have just four vocabulary words to lesson 78.
第七十八课一共只有四个生字。
The first one is scene.
第一个是这种景况的实况。
Two, issued.
发出流出。
Issued. Three, assigned.
第三是指派或者指定。
Assigned for abomination.
可憎的。
Abomination. Let us read the lesson over in English.
现在把这一课用英文念一遍。
The Judgment Scene, Lesson 78. We have learned...From God's word that today is the hour of judgment. It is important, therefore, that we understand the work of the judgment. The prophet Daniel was given a view of the judgment scene. Let us read it in Daniel 7:9-10. As I looked,Thrones were placed, and one that was ancient of days took his seat. His raiment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and came forth from before him.A thousand thousands served him, and 10,000s times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. Here we have a picture of the investigative judgment opening. First, there is the Ancient of Days, or God Himself, who sits as judge. There are also thousands of angels who are the witnesses. Please notice the last words of our above text. The books were open. This proves that every case has been recorded in heaven. There are books in which these records are kept. In Revelation 20:12 it says, "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Also another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, by what they had done." From this we can see that a faithful record has been kept in heaven of the works of every man beginning with Adam. During the investigative judgment, all these record books are opened and examined. The Bible mentions some of these books by name. In Malachi 3:16 it says, "Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord heeded and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and thought on his name." The faithful witnessing of God's children, whether in word or in deed, is not forgotten in heaven. It is all recorded in the book of remembrance. This book is one which will be reviewed in the judgment. There is also a record of evil. Notice what is recorded in Isaiah 65, 6 and 7. "Behold, it is written before me, your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord." In these records are not only evil deeds, but evil words. Jesus said, "Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." Matthew 12:36. The Bible also speaks of the book of life. This book contains the names of those who have chosen to be God's children. Jesus said to his disciples, "Rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." Paul speaks of some of his fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life, Philippians 4:3. Not everyone has his name in the book of life. In Revelation 13:8, we are told that those who persecute the saints of God do not have their names in the book of life. It also says that those whose names are not in the book of life are eventually cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20:15. Those whose names remain to the end in the book of life are candidates for eternal life and may enter the city of God, but nothing unclean shall enter it, the holy city, nor anything or anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. One of the last warnings in the Bible is to those who would change the meaning of God's holy book. It says, "And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life." Revelation 22:19. How important that our names be recorded in the book of life.
In our next lesson, we will study how our names may be entered in the Book of Life and how they can remain there. Your names can be there if you wish. I notice here that I left out a couple of sentences in the second paragraph. Let us go back and read the second paragraph again.
在第二段有一点被落去了。现在我们再回到第二段，再重读一遍。
Here we have a picture of the investigative judgment opening. First, there is the Ancient of Days, or God Himself, who sits as judge. There are also thousands of angels who are the witnesses. Each person who has lived on earth has had a guardian angel assigned to him. This angel has seen everything he has done and heard everything he has said. He records these deeds in the heavenly books. Well, this lesson should give you a clear picture of the scene of the judgment.
这一课应该已经很清楚地形容了审判的情景。
And also that we might know that there is an accurate record kept of our acts in heaven.
我们也知道在天上对我们的言行有一个很清楚的记载。
You will want to study with us the following lesson.
一定愿意跟我们继续研究下面的课程。
Will tell us how our names are recorded in the Book of Life.
那些课里面告诉我们说，我们的名字怎么样能够被记在生命册上。
But more important than this, how our names may remain in the Book of Life.
但是更重要的是，我们的名字怎么能够保留在生命册上，不至于被涂抹。
We thank God for the ministry of His angels.
我们要为天使所做的服务工作而感谢上帝。
The angels are ministering spirits.
每天使乃是服役的灵。
We may not be able to see them, but they are present.
我们也许不能看见他们, 但是他们还是与我们同在。
And they take accurate record of our words and our deeds.
他们对我们的言行做了很清楚、很实在的记录。
May God help us each one to so live that we will be able to stand the test of the judgment hour.
但愿上帝指引我们的生活，使我们能够在审判的时辰站立得住。
We should live so that we have a conscience void of offense before God and before men.
我们在生活上应该非常的谨慎，可以在上帝和人的面前存无愧的良心。
If we walk and act according to His commandments,
或是我们照着上帝的 命令去行去生活,
then we will be able to stand in the judgment hour.
这样在审判的时候就可以站立得住。Let
us bow our heads in a word of prayer.
现在请各位低头，我们做一个祷告。我们的天父上帝，我们感谢你，给我们这样宝贵的教训。主啊，我们愿我们的名字记录在生命册上。求主帮助我们研究之后 要做忠心的仆人，使我们的言行一致。愿天父上帝赐给我们力量，使我们在我们的生活上可以表明我们是跟从主的信徒。我们这样祈求，自己不配，完全是奉主的圣名。Amen. May God's Spirit dwell in your hearts until the next broadcast.
我愿上帝的灵住在你的里面，直到我们再会的时候。